This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's National Police Week, honoring men and women who serve and protect us as well as those killed in the line of duty. And a spokeswoman for the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, Marcia Ferranto, says because of social distancing, the fund is doing something it's never done in 31 years. It's holding a virtual candlelight vigil this evening.
We will read the names of the 307 fallen officers, men and women, from around the country who have given their lives to keep us safe.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying it's entirely conceivable that the U.S. could see a second wave of coronavirus this fall. The nation's leading infectious disease expert testified by video conference before a Senate committee yesterday, warning about states trying to reopen too soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
During remote oral arguments yesterday, President Trump's lawyer was trying to persuade the Supreme Court justices to keep his client's financial records private. Lawyer Patrick Strawbridge criticizing the Democratic-led House for going after what he called minute financial details about the president and his family. But Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor said there's a long history of Congress asking for records and getting them. And Liberal Justice Eleni Kagan suggested,
what it seems to me you're asking us to do is to put a kind of 10-ton weight on the scales between the president and Congress.
The mother of a Georgia man shot and killed while jogging in February, saying the men charged with his death deserve the ultimate punishment. In an interview with TMZ, Ahmaud Arbery's mother says she would like to see Travis and Gregory McMichael sentenced to the death penalty, saying her son died, so they should as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've no doubt heard that airlines are in big trouble given the pandemic, but airplanes in general are too. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun says the coronavirus pandemic has left the airline industry in dire straits.
Apocalyptic does actually accurately describe the moment. I don't think it describes the recovery.
Calhoun, speaking there on NBC's Today Show, he also says that it could take 3 to 5 years before passengers are in the air at pre-pandemic levels.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Israel today, where he's to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and leader Benny Gantz. The three plan to discuss efforts by the both nations in response to COVID-19 and security issues related to Iran. Secretary Pompeo, the first senior Trump administration official to travel outside of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic. And forecasters are predicting the first tropical storm of the season could hit Florida and the Bahamas as early as this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying what would become Tropical Storm Arthur has a 50% chance of forming in the next 5 days. The official start of the Atlantic hurricane season's not till the 1st of June. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. I'll tell you, it's been a long time since we've had a chance to sit down and chat. Deneen Borelli is with us. Always appreciate our time together. The American conservative author, columnist, TV personality, Fox News contributor. You're just nonstop busy these days, Deneen. I guess that's why we've had a little bit of a challenge getting together.
Oh, well, listen, it's just nonstop with this news cycle, but I got to tell you, it's keeping us on our toes, that's for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Is America ready for the truth? I mean, we're right at the precipice of really understanding what has been going on ever since Donald Trump, and of course, now we're finding out even before he was elected. I mean, this has been a cabal that involves, as Sidney Powell said to me last week, she says, Bill, this goes to the Oval Office. It's pretty scary.
Well, it's scary indeed. And keep in mind, this could happen to any American, first of all. But I'm so thankful for Sidney Powell. Oh, my goodness, the work that that woman has done for General Mike Flynn is just unbelievable. And I'm so glad she stuck to her guns. It's so sad what the general has gone through, his family, the amount that they had to spend for legal fees. They lost their home. It's just been one thing after another, and it's been several years in the making. So the whole thing has been outrageous, but thank goodness we are seeing light at the end of the tunnel.
My hope and prayer for the Flynn family is that they become whole again. I was really blessed by his grandson, you know, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you catch that on his Twitter, his Facebook?
I sure did. I retweeted it. What a precious little boy.
Yes. I mean, perfect, because this is what helps you remember that this is what we're fighting for, is that what we're going to turn over to the next generation. And hopefully it's not a bunch of debt that we're incurring right now, but it's, you know, something I wrote about in a recent column myself about moments and choices. And we're at a moment in time where the right choice, I think, could potentially, bring us or present to the next generation the next greatest generation because of the choice that we make, a choice for freedom. And I think that's what our doorstep right now. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. Sorry to cut you off. It does come down to freedom, Bill. And I hope the current generation and our next generation will understand and recognize that. I mean, if you think about what our previous generation went through to keep our country free, to keep Americans liberated, and you look at what is going on, how our government and government officials are weaponizing their positions of power against Americans, it's just utterly outrageous. But you wrapped it up nicely. It's about our future generation. the young, brilliant minds to come that will be in these leadership roles, and to show to them what to do and what not to do, because the choices you make will be with you forever.
I think it's most unimaginable for everyday Americans to realize that we have been at war with the deep state for decades. They have been progressing. They've been turning our Constitution upside down. They've captured the minds of our future generations in academia. They have indoctrinated them away from constitutional freedom and have introduced the possibility of socialism. These are the pending threats that we're dealing with right now, and it is, on one hand, I guess maybe the blessing of the coronavirus pandemic, Deneen, is that this is becoming a clear binary choice. Who and what are you going to choose this day? Are you going to choose liberty, or are you going to turn over your freedoms to an elite group that has said that you're not smart enough, that you picked the wrong guy, and that we executed a coup in order to eliminate him, you know, from the body politic?
Well, you mentioned deep state, and it's not just in Washington, D.C., Bill. You mentioned our future generation and school children. Look at how the teacher unions and how these liberal teachers are indoctrinating our kids. Sadly, parents really need to be focused on what is going on. Unfortunately, some of them are not, because they're too busy working and trying to provide for their families. But it is important for parents to know what their child is being taught. And then when you look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., yeah, thank goodness for President Trump, because if it were a President Hillary Clinton, we would not have known half the things that we know that are going on right now in our country and in this world, from China to our FBI and CIA officials, the suits, I call them, the ones at the top, the leaders. They are the ones who need to be held accountable for their misdoings. And thank goodness for the Trump presidency, because he has essentially smoked them out one way or the other.
And thank God for Bill Barr and others. We'll wait and see if Durham can come with a report that is consistent and that really brings, you talk about the smoke that's bringing them out, that exposes them all the more. We knew that Michael Horowitz, going into all this, Deneen, I said he's a company man. He is not going to indict his own company. That just takes too much courage, and we know from history that they are reluctant to do that. But even his report, when you get beyond some of the redactions, you start seeing, you begin to see the truth and remnants of, you know, of the truth and evidence that this was quite the cabal that took place between the intelligence community, you know, the FBI, the likes of Brennan, Clapper, Yates, Comey, Stroke Page, just go right on down the list.
No, you're right. And in a short period of time, especially with this administration, we have no idea what has really gone on for many, many years. But it has just been really off the charts when it comes to President Trump and his associates. Thank goodness Richard Grenell declassified documents in regards to Obama administration officials. We'll be hearing and seeing more about that. I am looking forward to that. This has been a long time coming as well. But most important, these people need to be held accountable, Bill. I can't say that more than enough times. They need to be held accountable. And unfortunately, you have too many people who have gotten away with too many things for many, many years, and now their time is up.
Well, I maintain that Barack Obama was a very dangerous president. And what came to mind, you and I discussed this years ago, Deneen, when he made the statement that he was going to fundamentally transform America. Boy, I'll tell you, that was a banner heading, more than, you know, change you could believe in. But, you know, when he made that statement, it just, in my very spirit, I said, uh-oh. This is wrapped up with a lot of syrup and a lot of pomp and circumstance and deception, and the people are buying this at whole cloth, and I think this is a dangerous, a dangerous acceptance of a change that we do not understand what it's all about, and we're starting to understand every day what he meant by a fundamental transformation of our country and how close we came to losing our constitutional rights if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president of the United States, because he saw that, I believe, from my purview and everything I'm reading, I believe he saw that as a seal to the deal of the transformation of our country.
No, those are really telling words, and you make a great point, Bill. Fundamentally transform America, and it was in more ways than one. Everything you just mentioned from our economy. Yes.
Yeah, we've got to go to break. So we got more from Deneen after this. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Deneen Borelli continues. She's a Fox News contributor. Deneen, as you were saying, boy, I'll tell you, the truth cannot be denied. It will bear itself out. And this is what's coming out of the Beltway. And, you know, the first question I asked you in the first segment, is America ready for the truth? Can we handle it? Because I think it's going to be, a disruption. You talk about President Obama, you know, speaking of a fundamental transformation. Boy, I'll tell you, this could be a fundamental renewal that takes place when America is, is forced to acknowledge the truth.
Well, I say bring it on, Bill.
I'm with you.
People need to see what really went on here in terms of all of the lies and deception. And look at the role the anti-Trump media played in all of this. They went along with whatever the Democrats said and did, providing cover and safety for them, asking softball questions during certain interviews. But yeah, we have the left-wing infrastructure, we have the anti-Trump media. The truth needs to come out. People need to be held accountable. And this does come down to where you stand when it comes Election Day.
Exactly.
You look at all of this destruction and nonsense and lies that have been coming down the pike, and we're going to get to the bottom of all of this. The truth will come out. Where will you stand in that booth? What side will you stand on Election Day?
Yeah, and my question is, how were the people served by the Democratic Party? What they've been doing is pursuing impeachment or a invalidation of this president from day one. The president was fighting coronavirus, and they are stalling and processing an impeachment hoax after a Mueller hoax. And all the money, the millions of dollars of the people's money that they have spent on, being like Don Quixote fighting windmills here.
Oh, sure, because Democrats aren't about their constituents. They're all about power, Bill, from one thing after another, from Russia collusion to trying to impeach the president, impeachment 2.0, because they're not going to stop the investigations. The list is endless, and the Democrats don't care about the forgotten men and women, and that is one of the reasons why President Trump is president today, because he is looking out for the country and for the forgotten men and women and their families. You know, Democrats, they want power and control. They want to raise taxes. They want to roll back. They don't want to keep the regulations that are in place that have made our country the number one producer of oil and gas and natural gas. The results from this administration, you can't deny them. And what you also can't deny is that Democrats are only about power and control.
Exactly. And that's what Lindsey Graham said during the Kavanaugh hearings, very passionately, as you'll recall. You know, I want to talk about Women for Trump 2020 and the suburban, educated, college-educated woman in large numbers, going for the Democratic Party. And I wrote a commentary on this, Deneen. I don't understand, because when you look at the history of the hashtag movement, what's going on right now with Tara Reid, and what seems to be consistent within the Democratic Party, whether you talk about Marilyn Monroe, Chandra Levy, Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, I mean, just go right on down the line, even to Tara Reid. These are all Democratic women. I mean, Mary Jo Kopechne, a Democratic woman, and attacked and maligned by Democrats. Why would a woman want to be associated with a party that, goes after the Yaya sisterhood like they do?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. And I would also question, why do so many black Americans vote Democrat as well?
Mm-hmm.
I think people really need to do their own research and due diligence. Now, first of all, there are some folks you're just not going to reach, no matter what you tell them, no matter what you say. But if you look at how our economy was booming before this virus hit our country, attacked Americans, the results are there. We have wage growth. We have more jobs than people to fill. Then we had record low unemployment numbers. And people need to look at their wallets and how they had more disposable income for themselves and for their families. So those are the results that are best for hardworking Americans, and I think that's the question these Democrat voters really need to look at and take a hard look at and understand what would be best for me, a Biden presidency or the continuation of a President Trump presidency.
Yes, exactly. That did so much for minorities across the board. Hispanic unemployment, all-time lows. Black America, I mean, he went to Black America and said directly, look at, why not me? What have you got to lose? I mean, you just had a Black president. What did he do for you? And I got to say this, Deneen, in all truthfulness and fact, is that Barack Obama would have died to affect even a small minority of the policies on behalf of Black America that a white conservative gazillionaire out of Manhattan has been able to affect.
Well, it's just, again, the results, you just cannot deny them. Mm-hmm. With former President Obama, what did we see? High unemployment, high taxes. And under this current administration, we had a booming economy. And once we get through this nightmare of this coronavirus, this COVID-ID, mm-hmm. there will be a resurgence with jobs and with the economy and with more economic growth that will benefit all Americans, no matter what your background is.
Well, you know, and I think it's a simple equation here as we look to, you know, election 2020, Deneen, and that is, who do you think is going to get you there in this new America that has, you know, been influenced by the coronavirus? I mean, lost jobs, some jobs that we'll never be able to regain again. Do we go with, you know, somebody who put more people on welfare and food stamps, or do we go with somebody that believes in liberty and self-responsibility and that opened up, you know, job opportunities for America to such a degree that we had more jobs than people to fill them? I mean, last time before all this broke out, we had 7 million jobs, high-paying jobs, in the offing waiting for people.
That's exactly right, and that's what it should come down to. It shouldn't come down to skin color like it was for some voters with the previous president. It mm-hmm. should be about results. What are you going to do for our country? What results do you have to bring to the table? Mm-hmm. And again, people need to look at their individual personal lives. Are you better off now than when you were under former President Obama? A Joe Biden presidency will be a continuation, if not worse, of the
exactly.
previous administration.
Yeah, especially when you don't know what Joe Biden really stands for. I mean, he's quite the chameleon. As Bernie Sanders and the left wing of the party has yanked him harder to the left, I mean, you're confused. I mean, you're confused anyway listening to Joe Biden because he's having a hard time. With all due respect, I don't mean to make fun of him, but it's sad, you know, Deneen, to see a fellow humanoid, you know, deteriorating before our eyes and having a hard time to remember where you are, completing a sentence, and this guy's running for president of the United States. I think it's a sad commentary here.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And where is his wife? How come yeah. she hasn't pulled him off the stage?
Well, she's trying to support him by taking over the microphone as much as possible to keep him out of the direct line of fire. We got about a minute left, Deneen, and I did want to get an update on Women for Trump 2020. I know that you're part of the leadership team. Give us an update here.
Well, it's a great initiative. I hope folks will visit the website, womenfordonaldjtrump.com, and get more information, sign up, get involved, because it's about communicating the accomplishments of this administration, but also getting folks involved to play a role.
And they do have a role to play. I mean, it's about we the people, which means that all hands are required, all hands on deck, because you know the Democrats already, they're doing everything they can from ballot harvesting and doing what they can to, you know, to impact. I mean, we're worried about the Russians and them impacting votes, but the Democrats are going to pull. There's no holds barred. I mean, even Google has come up and they said, look, we're going to do everything that we can in order to make sure Donald Trump is not reelected. You've got to take them for their word on that.
Well, yes, they're going to double down on their efforts for sure, because look what they have on their side right now, Joe Biden.
Exactly. Well, we'll leave it there. Deneen Borelli, Fox News contributor right here on Bill Martinez Live. Deneen, thank you as always. God bless.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Around the globe, people are facing incredible hardship due to the coronavirus pandemic. But some in Pakistan have encountered even greater difficulties because of their faith in Jesus. The Tide Gospel Radio Ministry recently began broadcasting in two languages in Pakistan, which has been an exciting development. But unfortunately, we hear that Pakistan Christians have been denied aid during the COVID-19 crisis. International Christian Concern reports that 100 families were turned away from a village food distribution point last month because they were Christian. Independent Catholic News reported that Christians in Karachi say minority faith groups were denied food vouchers. Please pray for these marginalized Christians.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is bringing hope and encouragement to listeners in two new languages in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's National Police Week, honoring men and women who serve and protect us as well as those killed in the line of duty. And a spokeswoman for the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, Marcia Ferranto, says because of social distancing, the fund is doing something it's never done in 31 years. It's holding a virtual candlelight vigil this evening.
We will read the names of the 307 fallen officers, men and women from around the country who have given their lives to keep us safe.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying it's entirely conceivable that the U.S. could see a second wave of coronavirus this fall. The nation's leading infectious disease expert testified by video conference before a Senate committee yesterday, warning about states trying to reopen too soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We've got Jenny Beth Martin, the co-founder, national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots, and a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, we're staying well, staying safe, family, everybody, behaving themselves?
Staying well, staying safe, and in Georgia, we have begun reopening, so we're resuming somewhat of... I don't know that it's normal life, but life outside of our houses.
Well, you've been leading the pack there. Governor Kemp was attacked, even by President Trump, which I thought was a mistake, frankly, you know, to go after him, because it's not like Governor Kemp was doing this irresponsibly. I mean, he's got his team of consultants. And right now, when you consider the amount of information and even the credibility of the information we've been getting, even from the CDC, is Dr. Birx, you know, chastised the CDC recently that their models were off by at least 25%. So it seems that, you know, for all these decisions that we're making based on supposedly the data in science, well, how good is it when you find out that it's not very good?
That is, you're right. The data and the science, it's only as good as a projection can be. And then you start looking at what is actually happening in the reality on the ground. And as we're dealing with something such as this virus, we have to look at how you protect the lives of the people who are at the highest risk and also how you balance that with the livelihoods of the rest of the citizens of a state or a community or a country. Mm-hmm. And what we did not know in February and March is how our hospitals would be able to respond. What would happen with the increased demand in ventilators and how we were going to help hospitals respond to peak capacity. We now know, even in the state of New York, they were shipping ventilators to other states. They never had a shortage. Every mm-hmm. patient who needed a ventilator was able to get a ventilator. We have the air bridge to transfer equipment around the country now as needed. We have companies like MyPillow who have increased the ability or changed their entire business in order to create masks for Americans to wear and for protective, personal protective equipment for hospitals and first responders and physicians. So we've seen these changes around the country, and now we know our hospitals are prepared. And because we know that, it's time to start breaking out and beginning to find a way to live in a world which now has this virus in it. Mm-hmm. And it's scary for a lot of Americans to think about that, because it is a scary virus and it has killed people.
Exactly.
We just need to delve into the facts, though, about it. And mm-hmm. I'm happy to talk about more of this.
Yeah, we need to figure this out, Jenny Beth, because we've shut down a country. And the impact that it's had, I mean, some jobs will never come back. 30 million people unemployed. I mean, we have taken a major hit because of this. If we don't figure this out, what happens the next time? You know, I think that leadership needs to be under indictment here a bit. I'm talking about government leadership. You know, the way some of these governors have handled this issue. You mentioned Governor Cuomo in New York, the way he, headlined the whole event and really exacerbated the fear aspect of it, and and to what end? I mean, what did it do? It scared the heck out of a lot of people, and then you find out that his decisions and the execution of some of the choices that he made were very risky and problematic, and in some cases, you know, it caused the death of many people unnecessarily when he decided that we're going to get COVID patients and let's go ahead and put them in the most vulnerable place you can put them. Let's put them into nursing homes.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And I was looking at the statistics about nursing homes last night. In the state of Pennsylvania, I believe that it is over 70% of the people who have died. It is definitely over 70%. The people who have died mm-hmm. are people who were in nursing homes.
Right.
And in fact, in their a place called The Morning Call, as of May 7th, they were reporting that 80% of the new coronavirus deaths in Pennsylvania were at nursing homes and personal care hospitals.
Wow.
As you look at nursing home deaths related to COVID-19 around the entire country, you see that anywhere from 33, about a third, to 40, 50, 60% of the people who have died were patients in nursing homes. And what that means is that these are people who were sick, who could not care for themselves, and who had underlying pre-existing conditions.
Exactly.
What we've learned over the last several weeks about this virus is that those tend to be hypertension, obesity, and diabetes. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that where the people are the at risk the most.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others that may also be underlying conditions that affect the virus as well. So I'm not saying that's the only one, but those are the ones who are the most at risk. And in fact, people who are 80 years old and older who get this virus, 80% of those people who are over 80 years old are never even hospitalized for the virus. So it is deadly. It may not be as deadly as a lot of people think, and as much as their fear is running through their minds right now, they may be exaggerating the actual facts about what's going on with the virus.
Well, this is what I've been concerned with from day one, Jenny Beth, and that is the numbers have been compromised. You and I talked about this last week, that the pipeline, the communication pipeline, has been corrupted because these numbers, is, you know, Dr. Birx said, if somebody dies, it's okay to assume it's by coronavirus. So go, well, wait a minute. You can't do that. You are exacerbating the numbers here. To what end? And so that's problematic. But all that being said, there is a real cost to all this. You know, we're going to get hit with inflation. You cannot dump this much money, you know, and it's all, you know, electronically distributed, but it's real money that we're going to have to answer that is going to go on for generations. There's just not enough GDP that's going to compensate the amount of money that has been put into our economy. And so, you know, what people are looking at is saying, okay, where can we save? What about pay cuts for federal employees, right?
Yes, that is exactly right. And that's one of the things I think needs to happen. I think we need to be demanding of all federal employees a 20% pay cut across the board. There are 20 million people in America who became unemployed in the month of April. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that if you work for the federal government, you should be willing to make your sacrifice. After all, we're all in this together. And it might be an economic inconvenience, but perhaps you should take a 20% pay cut. I think that until these people who are these federal, and I am a little sarcastic as I use the same language many of the people who demand our country be locked down forever are using. Mm-hmm. But the fact is they aren't feeling the pressure and they still continue to get paid. They're not worried that they may lose their job. They're not worried about being unemployed or standing in a line to get food from a food bank. And they haven't felt any economic pressure from this at all. And I think it's time that they also feel some pressure. And that's one thing I think that we need to start demanding. And mm-hmm. I think Dr. Fauci should not take a salary at all.
Would you include elected officials in this federal pay cut?
Yes, I would. And we already know that President Trump donates his salary. Mm-hmm. He already does this.
Right.
What about members of Congress? How about you take at least a 20% pay cut or donate your salary during this time while we're waiting for a vaccine before we can reopen our country? A vaccine which may never come. We still don't have a vaccine for HIV/AIDS, and we don't have one for the common cold.
Well, there's a lot that must be done, and I think it's time to look at being lean and mean. We've had a bloated government for a long time. This is what has exacerbated our debt before all this additional debt has come into play to now be in excess of $23, $24 trillion, Jenny Beth. And this madness has got to stop if we're going to get a handle on this. Jenny Beth Martin, the co-founder and national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, where can they go for more information?
TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-B77. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft. If you've been impacted by COVID-19, you can help the search for solutions. Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft have launched a virtual clinical study called Immune Race. If you've been affected by COVID-19, your immune system may hold important clues about how to contain and manage the virus. This study will inform the development of new diagnostics for COVID-19 that will address unmet needs in testing. Adaptive is currently enrolling participants from major metropolitan areas across the U.S. and is seeking 1,000 participants between the ages of 18 to 89 who currently have COVID-19, have recently recovered from COVID-19, or were exposed to someone diagnosed with COVID-19. If you decide to participate and qualify for the study, a trained technician from LabCorp, through its Covance drug development business, will provide a safe in-person COVID-19 sample collection service from the convenience of your own home. Visit ImmuneRace.com to learn more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez Live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. The director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks, John Tamney, joins us now. John, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, good to have you here. I want you to break it down for us. One out of five Americans unemployed since COVID-19. America is in a lot of pain right now, John, and we've got to reopen this country, knowing the risk and knowing what we're dealing with for the most part as best we can. I don't know that we're going to have any kind of perfect situation or that we're going to be able to test everybody in this country, or at least even the working population, to the degree that some of these pundits seem to want to argue about as they continue to move the goalpost and make it more and more difficult for us, for whatever reason, to reopen our economy. What do you say?
I say it's a tragedy. Have we lost our minds? When has any country ever thought a virus or something involving health with economic contraction? Let's never forget that World War I was the first war ever in which more people died from gunshots and bombs than pneumonia. Pneumonia used to be captain of man's death. Mm. All sorts of things, scarlet fever, yellow fever, used to kill millions of people. And then wealth was created. People like John D. Rockefeller contributed enormous amounts of wealth to doctors and scientists such that yesterday's killers no longer are. And so I want to stress that even if the Imperial College's worst predictions were being taken seriously, the answer was never, ever to shut down the economy. The answer was always freedom for people to produce so that people, that wealth could be created so that there, we could come more quickly to an answer to what luckily isn't very lethal.
Exactly. You know, John, you just said something. It was very powerful, and I hope people captured what you just shared in terms of the foundational issue of freedom. And when freedom is violated, we do goofy things like, you know, like stop our government, like stop our economy, not necessarily stop our government, but stop our economy at even a more grave expense. I mean, President Trump said early on, we have to be careful not to let the remedy or the cure be worse than the disease. But that's exactly what we've done. We've done that to ourselves, have we not?
Well, of course we have. And any time you let government fill in for private free individuals, this is invariably what happens. I think it's a shame. I hate to say it, but I think President Trump panicked. Should have stuck to his guns and said, you know what, I'm not going to be like every other politician. I'm going to let free people be free. That's the best way to fight what is an unknown in the form of a virus. And spare me this line that the media were going to pillory him. They were going to do that no matter what.
Exactly.
But of course this was going to, let's stress this over and over again. Fauci may be the smartest person in all of Washington, D.C. It's possible. Who knows? But he's not smarter than all of Washington, D.C. He's not smarter than all of Kansas City or New York or Seattle. People collectively bring all exponentially more knowledge than individuals do. That's why markets work so well, because it's decentralized knowledge. And so is it any surprise to you that every time politicians say there's a crisis, that a crisis then ensues? Because suddenly you're handing over decision-making power not to the markets and free people, but to individuals who lack the knowledge of the marketplace. So the experts are the crisis. This is not to knock knowledge. It's to knock the process every time Republicans, Democrats do it. They always hand over decision-making power to the few when we most need free people making decisions and creating information in the process.
Well, John, in the process here, though, when you say we should not knock, you know, knowledge, I understand that in the broadest of concepts, but in application here, I really question the knowledge and the expertise alleged that has been thrust upon we the people. I mean, to the point that Dr. Birx even recently went after the CDC saying, you guys got it wrong. The numbers you gave us, you're off by 25%. I mean, in the scientific world, I guess you can have that kind of variance, you know, be off by these kind of numbers because you figure, well, somewhere along they'll all reconcile. But I come from a business world that, if you're a manager of a department or you're a CEO or a CFO, and if your numbers are off 25%, your life in the business world is short-lived. You're not going to last long. But yet in this – right, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Look, it's not that Jeff Bezos doesn't make mistakes. He makes them all the time. That's the point. In the market, it's not that there weren't thousands of Googles only for Google to survive. There's all sorts of experimentation in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. But when they make mistakes, the mistakes are felt in Seattle. They're felt in Cupertino, California. Steve Jobs was the king of failure, but he had a lot of successes too.
Mm-hmm.
The difference, though, is again, markets, we have signals telling us when we're doing things wrong. With government, they just get to do things, and they're allowed to play expert. Again, who knows? I would have been for freedom. I would have been for no government response, even if you could have told me, John, 10 million Americans are going to die. And I would have said, that's all the more reason that you don't have a governmental response, because you need people as productively as possible creating wealth to figure out a way to stop what has the potential to kill so many.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the CDC got things wrong, that's a blinding glimpse of the obvious. Of course they did. So
yes.
Do businesses get things wrong all the time. The mistake is, why is it that we make this mistake every time? And I'm sorry, look, I'm a lifelong Republican, but at some point they've got to acknowledge that they are the crisis, because every time they have the chance, 2008, this time, they invariably turned to government too. And shame on them. This was Donald Trump's chance to be different, to say, you know what, I'm not going to do what politicians do every time and rely on experts. I'm going to let free people figure it out. We're adults here. And he missed the opportunity to be different and let the Republicans be different. And we wouldn't have so many 30 million plus unemployed as a consequence.
This is a huge point you're making, John. Do you think the president, you know, with all his ego, let's call it for what it is, and his arrogance, is there room for some possible humility to admit that he was wrong, that he went with the wrong people, and he went at a time when we didn't need him to be political, he went political?
I wish there were, but there's not. And I'll just say, you know, what makes Trump great a lot of the time also makes him impossible, because he blew it here, and he blew it in a big way. Again, the media were going to attack him no matter what he did. So here was his chance to say, guess what? Freedom works. Free people producing information and producing wealth is the best way to respond to an unknown. I refuse to put millions of Americans out of work to solve something that we don't even adequately understand. If some states want to do it, my administration, through the Solicitor General, will file lawsuits all over the country fighting for the right of Americans to be free to go back to work and businesses to stay open. Mm-hmm. He had that chance, and he could have given Republican governors, at least, and some Democratic governors, the backstop as in, I've got you here. I'm
exactly
going to protect you. I will take the bullets from the media who are going to attack me no matter what. And when he had that chance, he blew it. He felt that he did the same thing that politicians. He went political when the most unpolitical president ever had the chance to go non-political.
Good point. I was really disappointed in how he handled, to your point, with Governor Kemp and Georgia. And look what's happened since Governor Kemp, who was measured. I mean, he didn't recklessly open the state up. I thought he was responsible. He had his group of experts around him advising him. He wasn't playing with a Ouija board and going, well, it feels like we should open up here right now. It was calculated. And now look in retrospect, what's happened with Georgia?
Yeah, well, you know why we know it's going well in Georgia? Because it's out of the news.
We don't hear about it, exactly.
Here again was another chance for Trump to back him up and say, and see what Trump could have done is said, you know, if I were Governor Kemp, I would open up without conditions. Mm-hmm. Let's never forget that you want different businesses doing different things. Some businesses would say, we can't afford to do anything but to let people come all into our business. Some would say, we're not going to try anything. We're fearful of a hot zone forming in our business, so we're going to wait. You need businesses trying all sorts of different things so they can produce information for one another about what works.
Exactly. Well, look at case in point. The Walmart stayed open. Some of these big operations remained open. You know, why weren't they shut down? But yet Main Street America, we shut Main Street America down. So at the expense of Main Street America and the true backbone of our economy, these small businesses, we let them go up in smoke. But meanwhile, you know, these other big corporations are allowed to remain open. That just doesn't make sense, John.
Oh, no, it makes no sense. I would quibble. I think small businesses exist as a consequence of big businesses. But I've said the whole time, rich man's coronavirus. I do not blame the rich who created the living standards that made it possible. I actually blame the middle class in this. They, because so many of them are able to work from home, oh, yeah, we'll just kind of shut down the economy for a few weeks and do cookie kits and learn how to get to know our kids again. Meanwhile, the poorest in this country, legal and illegal, took it in the chin. They had no other, their work was a destination, and suddenly they were jobless. And I will never blame the super rich who created these massive living centers that made it possible for us to do this. Because think about it. 50 years ago, could we have shut the economy down based on a virus? No chance. Back then, work was a destination for everyone. So I blame actually the middle class in America this time for accepting this decadent scenario whereby, oh, we'll just shut things down to flatten the curve for a bit. Have Americans lost their mind?
And exactly.
Have politicians lost their mind? Look at what you've done to people. Look at what you've done to business.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to leave it there. John Tamney, Director of Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it, John.
Thanks for
Take
having
care.
Me.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com.
Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.